The patient was now breathing stertorously, and it was easy to see that he had suffered some terrible injury. Van Helsing returned with extraordinary celerity, bearing with him a surgical case. He had evidently been thinking and had his mind made up, for almost before he looked at the patient he whispered to me, "Send the attendant away. We must be alone with him when he becomes conscious after the operation." So I said, "I think that will do now, Simmons. We've done all that we can at present. You'd better go your round, and Dr. Van Helsing will operate. Let me know instantly if there be anything unusual anywhere." The man withdrew, and we went into a strict examination of the patient. The wounds of the face were superficial. The real injury was a depressed fracture of the skull extending right up through the motor area. The professor thought a moment and said, "We must reduce the pressure and get back to normal conditions as far as can be. The rapidity of the suffusion shows the terrible nature of his injury. The whole motor area seems affected. The suffusion of the brain will increase quickly, so we must trephine at once, or it may be too late." As he was speaking, there was a soft tapping at the door. I went over and opened it, and found in the corridor without Arthur and Quincy in pajamas and slippers. The former spoke. "I heard your man call up Dr. Van Helsing and tell him of an accident, so I woke Quincy, or rather called for him, as he wasn't asleep. Things are moving too quickly and too strangely for sound sleep for any of us these times. I've been thinking that tomorrow night we'll not see things as they have been. We'll have to look back and forward a little more than we have done. May we come in?" I nodded, and held the door open till they had entered. Then I closed it again. When Quincy saw the attitude and state of the patient, and noted the horrible pool on the floor, he said softly, "My God, what's happened to him? Poor, poor devil!" I told him briefly, and added that we expected he would recover consciousness after the operation, for a short time at all events. He went at once and sat down on the edge of the bed, with Godalming beside him. We all watched in patience. "We shall wait," said Van Helsing, "just long enough to fix the best spot for trephining, so that we may most quickly and perfectly remove the blood clot. For it is evident that the hemorrhage is increasing.